Okay. Let me mention to start that I do not intend to take statements from the floor tonight. We will have a formal TNC tomorrow where you will have ample opportunity to speak. And I think, given what happened, or more precisely, what did not happen, a bit of a time for reflection is welcome. So I limit this meeting to a statement from me, and then I'll close the meeting. There's no escaping that this meeting has failed. Members have been unable to bridge their differences. We've all worked hard during more than a week. The fact that ministers, senior officials have been prepared to make this enormous effort is in itself a testimony of the value that you all place in the system. Much has been achieved this week. We are very close to finalizing the modalities in Agandama. Across a wide range of problems which had remained intractable for years, have found solutions. Negotiators have been prepared to reach out beyond most of their entrenched positions and to seek a compromise. However, we've not been able to find convergence in the area of the special safeguard mechanism. And we did not even get around to discuss cotton. As a result, we will not be able to establish the Ag and Nama modalities this week. A difference in positions in the volume of imports and in the trigger in the special safeguard mechanism has led to failure. We have a mandate to create a safeguard to protect developing countries against import searches in food. Those who feared that the safeguard would lead to a disruption of normal trade wanted as high a trigger as possible. Those who feared that the safeguard would not be operational if it was too burdensome wanted a lower trigger. After 36 hours trying to find bridges between these two positions, today it became clear that these differences were not reconcilable. I was hoping to come to tell you that we had had an agreement to slash and cap the level of trade distorting subsidies like never before. I was hoping to be able to announce that beef, sugar, ethanol, tropical products, products suffering from tariff escalation, would now see an improvement in their market access worldwide. I was hoping to tell you that tariff peaks on industrial products of interest for developing countries had been slashed, that least developed countries would consolidate duty-free, quota-free access in the WTO, that cotton subsidies in the EC and the US had been slashed, that exports support in the form of subsidies, state trading enterprises, export credits, food aid has been removed. I would have welcomed the disparition of the special safeguard clause in agriculture, and the list goes on. It's too easy to overlook the value of what's on the table, not only in Ag and Nama, but across the whole range of the agenda, whether in services, which remains the fastest moving and most dynamic sector in most economies, trade facilitation, trade and environment rules, anti-dumping subsidies, and fisheries subsidies disciplines. The reports that the chairs of all these negotiation groups have provided, the magnitude of the negotiation across the board, we will discuss that tomorrow. That also shows the wide and deep range of benefits that it can provide. I still am of the view, after this week, that what's on the table is two or three times more than any previous multilateral negotiation. I guess the dust will need to settle before we think about next steps. If you have ideas on this, please think about that for our discussion of tomorrow. We've heard in the green room, which was just before this TNC, a few wishes and a few ideas on what to do with the package on the table. For the moment, the texts in Ag and Nama, even if they are not agreed, are on the table, so does all the work done in all the other group. This represents thousands of hours of negotiations and of political investment by members. What we heard in the green room and what we probably will hear tomorrow is that this should not and cannot be wasted. I will endeavor to maintain it and to try and guide the membership through these difficult times. But let's be under no illusion about the consequences of the actions of today. Today's actions will not strengthen the multilateral trading system, which has provided you with an effective insurance policy against protectionism during the last 60 years. This failure will yet be another blow to an already fragile world economy, not to mention the consequences for developed and developing countries in other areas of international cooperation like climate change. On a more personal note, I'm obviously deeply disturbed by not having been able to contribute to this modernization of the world trading system in a way that makes it work better for development, which I think, as far as I'm concerned, is the core purpose of what we are trying to do. Before I conclude, let me thank the chairs, Crawford, Don, and Bruce, who've probably slept even less than I have, to the secretariat people, teams, all the mobilization which we've been able to put forward to help you working, to my own team for their own contribution. And as I told you in the beginning of this meeting, I do not intend to open the floor for comments. The discussion will take place tomorrow after everybody has had a bit of time to think about what happened.